10 to 5. Now, 10 US Navy sailors are missing and 5 have been injured after US destroyer and an oil tanker collided near Singapore. The guided missile destroyer USS John S. McCain was sailing east of Singapore and preparing to stop in the port when the collision with the Liberian-flagged vessel occurred. Well, let's get more on this from our US correspondent, Simon Mark. Simon.
Well, Ian, new news on this just breaking here. The US Navy, we have learnt within the last few minutes, has now ordered a complete operational pause with regard to the entire naval fleet around the world as a result of this collision involving the USS John McCain and a much larger merchant vessel carrying oil and chemicals in the waters off Singapore. This is the fourth collision of its kind in the last year involving US Navy warships. The last one was just a couple of months ago involving the USS Fitzgerald in the waters off Tokyo, and only last week the Navy announced that it was taking substantial disciplinary action against the captain of the USS Fitzgerald and several of his colleagues on board that ship. Then came the news last night that in the early hours of the morning local time, the USS John McCain had collided with this oil and chemical tanker just off the coast of Singapore. The warship has limped into port in Singapore, and a huge investigation is getting underway into just how yet another US Navy warship equipped with some of the most advanced radar in the world, some of the most sophisticated navigational equipment, could possibly find itself colliding with a merchant vessel. They'll have audio recorded on the bridge, routinely recorded on the bridge of the ship, to pore over in a bid to try and understand how this happened. But it is very significant that the US Navy is now announcing this global operational pause while they try to come to grips with what is undoubtedly a substantial peacetime crisis for naval operations.
Now, you have news of an announcement from Donald Trump on Afghanistan, I believe.
Yes, the President of the United States will be addressing the nation in a few hours here. He has made his decision about Afghanistan, and it appears to be a decision that is entirely different from what he told people he was going to do about Afghanistan when he was on the campaign trail last year. Then, of course, he insisted that the United States should simply get out of Afghanistan. It's been there far too long. He faulted the Obama administration for the surge of troops that President Obama ordered into both Iraq and Afghanistan during the last months of his time in office. But tonight, Donald Trump is going to be surging troops into Afghanistan himself. We're told between 3,900 and 5,000 American troops, additional troops, will be deployed in the Afghan theater. And the President of the United States, according to reports here, before he makes his speech, is going to ask Americans simply to trust him on the issue, to trust that he's taking the best advice from his generals in a bid to extricate the US from its long-term situation in Afghanistan. The problem, of course, is that he's going to the country at a time when many Americans don't trust him at all, and many of his core base supporters will be angered by any decision to deepen US involvement in Afghanistan, given that they believed him when he said he was going to pull troops out.
And how near are we to your total eclipse of the heart?
We are about 3 hours away from our total eclipse here in Washington, D.C. I've got my eclipse specs handy so I can race outside. If you head over to my Twitter feed, you can see a picture of me wearing my eclipse specs. I know that's going to provide all sorts of drive time excitement for the good people of Britain, Ian. We'll be heading outside at about 2:45 our time here, 7:45 in the UK. There is tremendous public excitement about this eclipse. I was in a national park last week. I, like Donald Trump, just got back from holiday, but apparently I'm in a better mood than he is, and was in a national park last week, and the phone was ringing off the hook in the visitor centre while I was there, with people calling up asking where would be the best vantage point for them to go in order to catch a glimpse of the eclipse. Did the national park have any eclipse glasses? They did not. You could get them almost free of charge a couple of months ago, but now they're changing hands at about £100 a time on Amazon.com. com. And if you haven't got one now, it's almost certainly too late to get a pair. I see that even the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, has been tweeting today that he and his wife have not been able to find a pair. Luckily, a colleague of mine thought ahead and bought some a few days ago. So I'm fully equipped and ready to provide an eyewitness account.
And I'm told you do a mean Bonnie Tyler.
I do, but unfortunately I'm going to reserve that only for off-air.
OK. I'll see if Clive Ball can entice you to do it later.
Give it a try.
Thank you very much, Simon.
We'll do it for Globals Make Some Noise.
Now, that's a good idea.
There you go. How about that?
Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent.